FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
And that story of a young man whose airways have been ruptured from doing something very naughty.
A man,
thirsty biggie.
A man who's doing his community proud. Tom, wouldn't you say?
I would say that.
And as a part of that community, you'd be just glowing at the news. But Tom, before we get to that,
can't wait.
Debuting, or at least going to present to you an idea I've had.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it Flirty 9:30.
Oh.
So at 9:30, it'll be a brand new thing I'm putting to you.
It's 9:30-ish.
About 9:30, yeah, about that. But I'm excited about it. And I'm about to purchase something that will make this awesome and make it regular.
All right, cool. I'll be sticking around for half an hour. Don't you worry about that, mate. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. I'm excited to be here. Ollie, I want to know on 133353, the weirdest way you've hooked up. Yeah. I'm talking about like the means that took you to the hookup.
Yeah, okay.
I was on Reddit today and I found a Reddit thread called R4R. And basically, it's like it's just like postings of like, you know, whatever you want. You know, you can say, oh, I'm here. But one of the things that...
like I'm in a car park.
I'm in a car park.
I'm in Hungry Jack's. Come
like
find me.
I've got a hat stand that I want to give away. And I'm in Michigan. Who wants it?
That's R for R.
R for R.
That's not sexy.
No, but here's what I found, is below that, there were people putting up hookup listings on Reddit. Imagine being able to hook up through Reddit.
I've never used the
forum website.
If you could hook up through it, I'd use it.
Well, 133353, what's the weirdest way you've hooked up?
I mean, you know, a gum tree would be a strange one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or a drive-thru.
Oh, drive-thru is good.
You know what I mean?
There is a girl that I go through a McDonald's with.
Excuse me?
And we always have eyes. There's a lot of eyes going on, and I'm...
It's because she's surprised about how many Big Macs you're ordering. 133353, the weirdest way you've hooked up. Give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Holy grail, hunters and collectors. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. What a couple of hours can radio can do for the soul, Ollie. I was feeling horrible at the start of the show. I've been feeling horrible all week. Massive throat infection. Mate, now I am right as rain to crack onto the weekend and have a whole bunch of wines.
Well, you're welcome, Tom. It's from hanging out with me and all our best buddies as you go about your business on Triple M.
Weekend's not far away.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
That amazing story not far away about a ruptured airway.
From a 10-inch
something.
Now, Tom, you've raised a great one here, and I like it. What is the weirdest way that you've hooked up? Sorry, you go. That's your thing.
No, you say it.
Oh, I did say it.
Yeah, no, but you can say it again.
What is the weirdest way? See, it's such a... I knew you were going to do that. It's not even worth doing, but I knew you were going to do it, so I gave you a chance to not do it.
The weirdest way you've hooked up. I was browsing Reddit today, found a Reddit thread where people are posting listings of hooking up. M4W.
Man for woman.
Correct. M4M. M4MW.
Okay.
M4WW.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, totally.
Can you do M4WWWWWW?
You actually could.
Mate, what is this site? I need to get on it.
It's Reddit. It's simply Reddit, Ollie.
Can you send me a link to Reddit or something so I can find it?
Yeah, sure,
mate.
Can you
get it on my phone?
No worries. But I thought that would be an amazing way to hook up. I've also been browsing. You know how we got Kick because I was doing the No Masty Month?
You got the Kick Messenger app?
Yeah, and I had to keep in touch with everyone who was doing the No Masty Month. Been browsing the Kick Messenger, and there's a whole bunch of public groups in there that are like pretty saucy.
Really? Sexy hookups.
Sexy hookups through Kick Messenger.
So that could be an answer to the question. The weird way you hook up could be through a messaging app.
Brent on 133353. Good evening, mate. What is the weirdest way you've hooked up?
Well, mate, it was never weird to start with. It was not a weird place to go. It was not a weird thing to happen. I've dislocated my thumb, gone into the emergency ward.
No way.
I've been attended to. I've been told, that's not a serious injury. Really? You're going to be fine. Oh. We'll fix that.
Yeah.
What time do you finish? Where are you going?
No.
I said, I'm going home. She said, I finish now.
Get out of town.
Let me come home.
Whoa.
Two nurses come out.
What?
We live together.
No.
What, they found broken thumbs hot?
Well, wouldn't you do it again?
Yeah. Did you?
Two nurses ended up with three nurses that lived together.
No.
That obviously had a fantasy about taking a patient home.
Get the F out of here, Brent. I am
get
livid.
Get the hell
you.
Out of here, mate. Three nurses in uniform, their house, they shared one rule, not too much noise.
And what an amazing 30 seconds that was for you.
Well, that was 15 more than I gave myself.
Oh, man, was that the hottest thing? Was that the hottest thing in your life, Brent? Was it the hottest thing you've ever done?
It's got to be. It's got to be. Yeah. It's got to be the hottest thing that I've ever done without any intention, of it ever happening. I very, very doubt it will ever happen again.
Oh, same. Brent, are you attractive? Are you a hot man?
Mate, I'm an average Joe. I'm not going to say, look, I'm not Tom Cruise. I'm not dancing on Oprah's couch. I'm not...
You're not a psycho.
I'm not doing this, but, you know, look.
What was
I'm
it?
Not going to be the last pick in race 8. I'm not going to be the first pick in race 1. You know, it got to about race 6, I guess. And the girl said, let's back what we can get home.
Well, Brent, I mean, I am in awe of you. I want to ask you, though. Sorry, Tom, butt out. This is a straight man's fantasy. Brent, did you find, was it a lot of pressure to manage that moment? And did you do a decent job of keeping everyone having a good time?
I did, simply because they took control.
Yeah, right.
I had no say in it.
How old were you at this time?
I was 30 years of age.
And where did you come from? Like, what were you wearing? Were you wearing cool clothes?
Indoor cricket!
Who's hooked up from indoor cricket?
In my nerdy indoor cricket uniform with my poor broken thumb. Wasn't broken at all.
Holy,
it's dislocated, honey. You've popped that back in.
You're the first man to ever get laid from indoor cricket.
Of all the sports, indoor cricket is the worst sport.
Oh, man. Lawn bowls is probably the next
one. Oh, my God. You've got your box on, which is not even... That's protecting everything, you know?
Brent, you achieved the unachievable.
It doesn't happen. No. It happened.
These days.
It should be written down. Somewhere it should be written down that this happened.
Mate, write a novel. A short story at least.
Brent, you have clocked the radio. 133353. What is the weirdest way you've hooked up? Maybe it was another situation like this that involved some type of outfit, some type of uniform.
Oh, I wouldn't mind some police, law enforcement, sexy tales.
Hang on, are you talking about on the radio or just in real life?
Both.
Weird. 133353, the weirdest way you've hooked up. Jeez, good on you, Brent.
God.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
In the bathroom.
Closing time, Semisonic, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Always get involved on the socials as well. If you'd like, Tom and Ollie across Instagram, Facebook or Twitter. And what an amazing story there from Brent, which you'd be able to relive via the Triple M app after this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
If you missed it, it involved three nurses.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. What's the weirdest way you've hooked up? 133353. Jump on the blower and let us know.
Do you think these days, though, if you were a nurse and you wanted to take home a patient, there'd be a bit more of opinions around that? There'd be some legalities maybe or...
Well, there's always legalities, but I'm sure if you do it the right way, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not...
Well, you've got the number. You send a message.
No. That's... Yeah, you've gone the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've gone the wrong way about it. You're going to have to do compliance training again. Alex, on 133353, what's the weirdest way you've hooked up?
Weirdest way I've hooked up is me and my wife, now wife, we met in a taxi rank.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were both on a night out. She was a one night out, a head night. I'd been to an end of season do with the boys. Met in the taxi queue, her and her friends. It was a 7-seater taxi. I thought, I'm not going to waste this on one guy. So I invited the girls to jump in the taxi with me.
Oh,
got to the pub next to my place. Went to pay for my fare. Said, there you go, there's a change. And the girls refused to take the extra money to pay for the rest of the fare for them to where they were going to drop off.
Yeah.
They said, okay, well, where's the pub? It's only 10 minutes around the corner from me anyway. So I stayed in the taxi with them, got round to her house. Her friend was talking about getting some food because she was a big Jamaican girl and she was going to do some Jamaican food for us at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
She went away to get the food. We went to her house. She put the key in the door, stopped. I hope you're not expecting anything. I said, no, I'm here for the food. And we woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning in her bed.
Wow.
Did you get to the food?
Yeah.
Or?
No, the food.
Food.
on you, Alex. Very good. I like it. Taxi rank.
Meeting your wife at a taxi rank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you.
It's a weird story as well to tell at the wedding.
Yeah. But you'd both be the worst version of yourself, though, wouldn't you, at the taxi rank?
No.
Just be looking disheveled.
Tom on 133353, what's the weirdest way you've hooked up, mate?
Oh, well, it was my grade 12 year, and I was reffing some high school girls volleyball to get some extra cash.
Reffing volleyball, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and one of the girls after the game, you know, shook my hand, said, "Oh, yeah, good job." And then later on, you know, later that night, she got my, like, phone number.
Oh.
And then she kind of texted me, was like, "Oh, hey, like, we're going to a party next week. Do you want to come?" And I was like, "Heck yeah, like, volleyball girls, of course."
Volleyball girls,
and, yeah, and then, yeah, everything happened. Yeah, it was a good time.
So you hooked up via reffing a volleyball game?
Yeah, yeah, it's funny, you know.
Sick.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, but...
Tom, you must be a pretty good ref.
Yeah, you know,
pretty
you
fair.
My qualifications.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say, though, to be honest, Tom, I mean, I played a little bit of indoor basketball in my time, and the refs were never sexy.
No.
They're always, you
know. It's hard to look sexy as a ref.
Yeah.
Because you're just an adjudicator.
How do you look sexy as a ref, Tom?
Look, you know, you just got to play the part, you know, dress correctly, kind of, you know, keep that whistle in your mouth all the time, make some funny gestures if the girls stuff up.
A couple of jokes from the ref.
You definitely got to work the crowd, absolutely.
Are you up in one of those high chairs?
Oh, yeah, yeah, way up there.
Oh, yeah, looking down on those players.
Okay, no, yeah. No, you've just gotten weird. 133353, the weirdest way you've hooked up. Where's it happened? Where have you done the deed? Where have you found the deed?
Are you a sexy ref?
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Message in a bottle. The police. That used to play on repeat at the pool in Bali.
Did it?
Yeah. They had the best of the police just play on repeat. And the swim up bar would just be like, okay, can we get a different album on here, guys? Of course, it was pirated.
Well, you're with your family on holidays on repeat in Bali. So, I mean, of course it was on repeat.
You've gone Tom and Ollie.
Times.
Yeah, fair enough. You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
But, Tom, I'll tell you what. A message in a bottle could be a good way to hook up. Pretty weird way to hook up. Hey, am I right?
Meet me here at this place years later.
Yeah, and you just hope it's someone who you kind of want to get with.
X marks the spot. I'm talking about my ex-partner.
But then you've got to wait at that spot forever because you don't know when they're going to get it. So let's just stick to more conventional stories, maybe.
Hey, by the way, a very huge story about a man who ruptured his airway very soon.
Huge.
Naughty, naughty.
But these stories are great. And Eli, our producer, is pretty pumped about Danny's story. But
really?
Yeah, 133353.
Okay.
The weirdest way you fucked up. Let's hear from Daniel. How are you, mate?
Not bad, boys. Yourself?
Good, buddy. What's a strange way you've hooked up? Because I've found that on Reddit you can post things about how to hook up. And I've found this new app called Kick Messenger where there's public groups. What's a weird way you've hooked up?
I met my current partner in a pub because we were wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, great.
Same shirt. Wow.
Yep.
What was the shirt?
We were both wearing Slayer shirts.
Wow. I mean, a match made in heaven.
100%.
Both love Slayer, and that's all there is to it.
Yep, both musos as well, so it worked out well.
Brilliant.
You still together?
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years. Still slaying?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, good. It's like, hey, do you also like screaming over music? Yeah, I love it. Great. Let's hook up.
Good on you, Slayer fans.
That was Daniel, but this is Danny.
Oh, hey,
the
Danny.
Female version. Danny, your story's pretty good, apparently.
Yes, it is.
What's the weird way you've hooked up, Danny?
I actually went to a concert, a Dixie Chicks concert, by myself and ended up going home with one of the security guards.
Sick. Wow. Do you have a thing for security guards?
Why is there security guards at Dixie Chicks, by the way?
I know, right? Well, actually, surprisingly enough, it was an awesome concert. And
you're moshing.
Better.
Were you moshing?
No, 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 no moshing at the Dixie Chicks. No.
Just sing-alongs. What's their best song?
Oh, God.
How about Not Ready to Make Nice?
Yeah, that one as well. Oh, yeah. I do like that. Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
ready to make... So you took him home. Was he a pretty classically big security guard?
Yeah, he was pretty tall and very well built, yes, but I actually went to his place, not back to mine.
Yeah, okay. Good.
So because you'd be leaving the concert, he'd have to work for another, you know, half an hour, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I pretty much sort of, you know, had a chat afterwards and then sort of waited and we talked a little more and then ended up back at his house.
And how did that all go?
Very well, yeah.
Sorry, thirsty piggy Ollie over here wants to know details, Danny. I'm terribly sorry.
Do tell.
It's very much into the details, I know. Well, we ended up seeing each other for a little while afterwards, so it ended very well. But, you know, then not so great. But, yeah, it was a very good end to the concert, that's for sure.
So how did you kind of, did you make eyes across the dance floor?
Yeah, well, he was kind of standing not far from where I was, you know, sort of sitting, dancing, whatever you do. And, yeah, we kept kind of making eye contact and then started chatting afterwards. And, yeah, then it went from that to back to his place.
There's nothing better than those moments where it's happening right in the moment. These days with digital technology and the apps, there's nothing better than locking eyes with someone, getting a spark, and then going, let's hook up. How many times have you done that, Ollie?
Well, all my hookups, 100% of my hookups have been off the apps. So more than I can say for you.
Yeah, but they've all been friends that have turned into lovers, haven't they?
That's the best way.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. How, what's the weirdest way you've hooked up?
My husband and I met at a house party about 5 years ago.
Okay, that's okay.
And they, our friends had put on a horror movie and we both went, yeah, no thanks, moved into the other room and found other stuff to do.
Oh, I bet you did. And do tell.
No. What a thirsty
bitch. Sorry, no, I was just... So, Rachel, you're both had an understanding of, like, you know, no thanks to the movie. And so then, was it pretty instant or did it take a while?
It was pretty instant. And we were both quite drunk at the time and young, so...
Getting hot and heavy. Well done.
Yeah.
Well, thank God for scary movies. And thank God for Dixie Chicks.
Oh, you're playing it now?
Yeah.
Why didn't you play it back when the story was being told?
Because I wanted to end with it, so we could play a little bit of it.
I was going to say that Danny was ready to make nice. Oh. Am I right?
You're a thirsty piggy tonight.
Yeah, love it. You know, bathroom. Oh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, I've had an idea that's going to take Naughty After Nine to the next level, bro.
Whoa, how can that happen? Even with Brent talking about his four-way with the nurses.
Yeah, Brent was great tonight, you know, and Brent made tonight really good.
Yeah.
I'm talking about making every Naughty After Nine just a little bit special.
Hang on, this is not every night, is it?
I think it is. You don't give me that. You haven't heard what it is yet. Okay, so up next, I'm going to pitch to everyone my idea.
Okay.
It involves... Look, no, I'll give you the name. It's called Flirty 930. We're a tad late-ish. That's your fault, Tom.
You should do...
Flirty 930-ish.
Yeah.
Doesn't rhyme as well. But look, it'll be sexy. It'll be naughty. And it'll be, I think, very interesting.
Stick around. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. It's Royal Blood Only Lie When I Love You. The weekend's not far away, chaps and ladies. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Trying something else.
I was going to go with chaps, and then I'm like, that's just only going to the guys.
Just because your only friends are men, Tom. God, there are ladies who I'm friends with, who are listening to the show, and lots of ladies who love this station. So just make sure you talk to everyone.
I just wanted to say chaps. For some reason.
Chaps and chicks.
Chaps and chicks.
Anyway.
Should I do it again?
I'm about to launch something pretty sexy, mate, so play that warning.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
You're on Triple M.
Naughty After Nine, Tom, has been great. It's been a real stalwart of the show since we started on this station at the start of last year.
We fell into it. We're not usually the naughty type, but apparently we are.
Well, we've really made it our own. Look, it's been awesome, but I think I've realized there's one thing that's missing.
Oh.
One thing that's glaringly obvious that would fit like a glove into Naughty After Nine.
BJ Horror Stories.
And I'm of course talking. I'm of course, we've done that.
Yeah, we have,
I'm of course talking, Tom, about...
Sex horror stories.
About erotic fiction. Play a sound effect at least.
Well, you didn't ask me for that. I can't read your mind, mate.
I gave you the eyes. I gave you the eyes.
Oh, there's no eyes. They're the same eyes as I don't know what I'm doing.
Whenever you're about to launch something, you're always at the ready playing 10 sound effects. When I do something, you've got no backup for me. This show needs more erotic fiction. Would have gone with the X-Files sound effect, to be honest, but that's all right.
I don't you have do that your, on file.
You do your job, I'll do
I have
mine.
I have to search that.
I'm calling it the Flirty 930, Tom.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
No, not a piss take.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a joke. The Flirty 930, we're going to inject some erotic fiction with a short story, a sexy short story, every night at 9:30.
Oh, sick. I like that.
You feeling me?
Yeah, I'm feeling you. Is that it?
What?
Well, you need to keep talking, mate.
Oh, no. Well, the music is selling it perfectly. I think we can share the role of both reading out the stories and, heck, even the submissions of the stories.
Oh, yeah. If you write erotic fiction, we'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie with a Y, and let us know that you write a bit of erotic fiction. You can read it out on the air.
Even if you're an excellent reader, I would take you on. Look, totally. To be honest, I'll start it off. I'll be the first person to really give it that initial push.
Control freak.
On the training wheels, because we can't trust it's a chance. But I think the time is right for some erotic fiction.
Okay.
Now, I've been online.
Where are you going to get this erotic fiction from?
I've been online. I searched because I wanted it to be nice, succinct short stories. I searched for 5-minute erotic fiction. And there is a book selling on Amazon called 5-Minute Erotica. A number of short stories, I'm assuming and hoping that they are 5 minutes in length.
I can go over 2 breaks.
You would think so. 2 breaks? Sure, 2 segments. Yeah. Now it's
you need a cliffhanger moment in erotic fiction.
And hopefully we get that. you said cliffhanger, yeah?
Yeah.
Cliffhanger, yeah. Now, it's selling for $13.30.
I'll buy it. I'll go halves.
Cheap ass, right?
Yeah.
It's like a no-brainer.
What's shipping?
I think it's free.
Oh, mate, bargain. Yep. Buy now.
But no, before I buy now, I was about to buy now.
Yeah.
Don't pay $13. What we can do is buy a used copy for $5.18. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But, you know, obviously you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Mate,
it's a used...
It's 100% yes.
It's a used erotic novel.
There's so much more in a used erotic novel than a new erotic novel. You need to buy now.
You don't want to be losing pages, though, that are stuck together.
Don't you dare.
You don't
that.
Want that.
Don't you dare say that. Because people have been going through the boss stick, glue stick, gluing pages together.
I don't know what they're doing with it, man. That's all I'm saying. It does say you can buy it used for $5.18. Very good condition.
Mate, buy it. Very good condition.
Very good condition. No, imagine if it said poor condition.
Oh, buy now. Seriously.
Okay.
Chuck it on there. I'll go halves. For sure.
We'll go halves. So $2.58.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
well, then this is great. We're going to start it probably next week.
Yeah.
I haven't got the book yet, so we haven't got the stories. But if you are an erotic fiction either lover, maybe you write some of your own, or you can lead us in the right direction of some more great stories. Let's talk now. Let's get this right the first time. So on Monday, we're ready to dive into Flirty 930 short fiction.
Okay. So you want it on the phone or on the Facebook?
Yeah, 133353. I think I said that, Tom. That's all right.
Nope.
Definitely did.
Nope.
Check the tapes.
I will not. I don't have time. I can't be bothered. It doesn't matter. Should have moved on. 133353. If you're a fan of erotic fiction,
you're petty. You're Tom Petty.
I'm just doing the solicit, mate. So do you want to do the solicit?
Why don't you do it? You do something for once.
Oh,
do something.
Let's not end the week like this.
Fine, I'll do it. 133353. Do you like erotic fiction? Get involved with me, and Tom will take a break.
Yep, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I've got something to say to you. It's Dead Heart, Midnight Oil, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Nearly the weekend. Looking forward to Flirty 930 next week.
Tom, I've just tried to order this book on Amazon. It's called 5-Minute Erotica, which with some great short stories.
Yeah.
We are unable to ship non-digital items from Amazon.com to Australian shipping addresses.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's $5.
You want to ship it to a mate that I've got in Hawaii and then he can ship it to us.
Is he a mate or is he just a hookup from an app?
How dare you? How rude are you? Mate, I've got something to say to you. But up next... A story of a man who's ruptured his airways doing something incredibly naughty. 10 inches naughty, I should say.
In Hawaii.
No.
Oh, so it wasn't okay. You or one of your...
Shut up. That's up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Come on. Disarm Smashing Pumpkins. G'day. Triple M, Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
So much happening right now, by the way. Head to triplem.com.au and you could be seeing Snow Patrol live with us in a private gig in Melbourne. Just click on the win page and we'll start that on Monday. It's a game that we're calling Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. This is like less than 100 people. It's going to be an amazing gig.
Yeah. But right now, Tom, we've had to hold off on your story of the injurious sex act involving a man and a 10-inch
something
member because he did hurt himself quite badly.
Yeah, we'll save it to Monday.
We'll save that story because
it's very fun. It's a very good story.
We've realized I've hit a barrier in, I mean, this is annoying, but day one of my idea of Flirty 930 short story time,
yeah,
where I read an erotic fiction short story. I found a book online from Amazon called 5 Minute Erotica.
Which is perfect. That's what we need.
Going to buy it used, not brand new.
That's weird.
Why buy it new when you didn't get it used?
Yeah, true.
Because, you know, that nice new book smell is nice, but...
No, don't.
But also, okay. I'll move on. 5 Minute Erotica, unfortunately, Amazon cannot send it to Australia.
What?
I don't know why that is.
Haven't they been trying to put so much like money and stuff into Australia with the whole Prime thing and everything?
Yeah, and isn't the world like everything you can just get it now these days? If you want to throw a bit of cash at it, and we're throwing $5.18 at the book, and I'll pay for shipping, but they said they can't ship non-digital items. Well, no,
that's BS.
I'm sorry, digital items, that's not shipping. That's just giving me a file over the internet, D-heads. So, here's my hope.
We get Amazon on board and they ship it to us.
And we get thousands of books.
That'd be good. Hey, if you're involved in Amazon, mate, get in touch.
You couldn't read 1,000 books in your whole life, Tom. It took you about a year to read the last book.
Excuse me, on my Amazon Kindle, which I love because I'm trying to get Amazon involved. Love my Kindle, could read 100 books.
Don't get me distracted. Let's stay on track here. I would love it. I think we need someone over in America to help us out.
Surely there's someone in America.
Because I need to send this 5 Minute Erotica used in its used form to someone in America and get them to send it to us here in Australia.
Okay, so are you looking for people who know people in America or are we looking for people who listen in America?
As I always say, ideally cut out the middleman. Go to the source. Cut out any middling affairs and just go straight to someone in the US.
So they might be streaming on the app or download via the Triple M app, by the way. Or they might be listening to the podcast via the Triple M app, Ollie.
Of which that does happen. You might be surprised. Mate, who's podcasting these D-heads? People do.
I've looked onto our little analytics for our podcast.
Yes.
Apparently, we've had 120 downloads in the United States in the past week. Okay. Now, a lot of them could be people who are very smart and have VPNs or virtual private networks, and they're going through different IP addresses. Yeah. And so they're going for the United States. But surely one of them is real. Surely there's one person in the United States that can get in touch via Tom and Ollie Facebook. That's Ollie with a Y. Get on there and get in touch. If you're from America, we need to send you a used erotic fiction novel.
Or if you're a good friend of someone in America and you can vouch for us and say, hey, these guys are on the radio. They need your help. Hook us up.
Please
and
get in touch.
It's worth your while, Tom, because I've been onto Goodreads, which is a reviewing site.
That's actually Amazon's website.
Is it?
Yeah, Goodreads.
Oh, I feel duped.
That's good because on your Kindle, you can access it.
About your Kindle, mate. Reviews for this book, 5 Minute Erotica. Joe says, look, three stars. 5 Minute Erotica certainly lives up to its title. This saucy number contains 35 short stories and the average length of each are about 2 to 3 pages. Makes for a convenient read. Whilst you're on a work break or having a coffee.
Who's having a little break and reading some erotic fiction?
Mate, what's the name? Joey's.
Good on you, Joe.
But gave it 3 stars.
Thirsty Piggy Joe's getting involved. Yeah. Anyway, get in touch via Facebook.
Susie said 4 stars for diversity. So it must have a diverse cast.
Oh, good. I like that. Good. We like diversity.
So get this book in our hands and we'll read it to you.
Come on, guys. Get it. Let it happen, as Tammy Parler would say. Look, not the biggest Triple M reference, but I'll say it again. Let it happen.
Yes,
let
we can, happen. As Obama would say.
Oh, that was a way better reference. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie. Triple M.